Okay, so we're in Derech Gimel,
Arichas Hasayim, the secret of deep understanding. So we said yesterday that you have to use a loud voice. When you're solving problems, speak them out to yourself. When you hear what you're saying, it's clearer. Then we said the next aspect of it is to, in order to arrive at decisions, is use pros and cons charts. Right, so the pros and the cons, and then allocate points to those things. Allocate points. Now, obviously, it's not a black and white process. I mean, we spotted speaking about that yesterday. In Shidduchim, you get that very often. You have a pros and cons chart, but the numbers change depending on what's on the other side. Sometimes a certain thing is a con. Let's say it's a 10 out of 10 con, right? But then you look at the pros. Somehow the pros bring that 10 down a little bit because it doesn't look so bad against the pros. So pro and con chart is not a black and white, square box. It's a thought process. It's a tool to help you arrive at decisions, but it's not the be all and end all of something. That's just, you have to know where its limitations are. So now, you did your pros and cons chart, you gave it the points, you did the cheshbonos, and now you've made a decision, right? Achshav shegat el achlata. Now you've got, you made a decision. Well done. Hay nirucha shehabitsua borim ma'alav? Does it seem that the bitsua, the what's the word bitsua, the effect, the execution, yeah, the totsah, is that going to now happen by itself? That's clear to you that that's going to happen now? You have a decision to make. Do I go yeah or do I go there? So you did all of that. Pros and cons. Boom, boom, boom. Now, you're on a decision. Now, you're going to do it? And Berech let law. No, for sure not. Lefamim anu magim lachleta al mana shelob labase klum. Sometimes we make a decision in order to fool ourselves, not to do anything. Lo naim lo dot al lefamim anachnu pashut ovdim al atzmeinu. It's not nice to admit it, but we have to sometimes push it that we cheat ourselves. Haim Eipam Amat Rat Mamacha Dieta. Ever remember saying to yourself, tomorrow I'm going on diet, right? Tomorrow I'm giving up smoking, tomorrow. Haim Achletat Pam Latchil Dil Moid Beretzinut Miyad Achre Achadim. I do it every Shabbat. So every Shabbat I get like a Soiris, you stop running around with it, you don't realize what you're living for. So you decide, Mama, Shabbos is when that's it. For next week, no more. That's it. Yeah. We all do. This is that's it. This week now. My learning has to be this talking to my chavrus in the middle of Saturday. It's got to stop. And this little Torah, and I've got to get to davening 5 minutes before davening. So I've got to prepare myself, whatever. On Shabbos, I'm telling you, I've got it all clear. And then Sunday, just playing back the tape from last week. Exactly the same. In Cain, atava vaday yodei sheyef shali smoik rak al achlata shalei gata. If you know this is to be true, because you see it, I mean, if it's only after the chagi, you don't see it often, but I see it once a week, every Shabbos. So you know that making decisions is not enough in order to get you to actually do something. Something else is missing. In other words, arriving at the decision is a very important thing. You need to make a decision. From next week, that's it. Nonsense. I'm tired of living like a, I don't want to say what. And from next week, I'm going to actually start living like a Ben Torah. I can see it. Yeah, I've got up my whole day. I'm going to start living properly. So that decision is going to make you to do it. Going to get you to do it? No way. So there's something else missing. So first, I have to make a decision, and then what? Okay, that's what we're hoping to see. Yo.
Is there like something? I mean, I know there is, but it's after like on Shabbos, like these things. It's like something that. Being added because of Shabbos, like you have this extra
question. I mean, why do you have this on Shabbos, Dafka?
Because we're breaking. Anytime you break, you
still. Why do you have this on Shabbos?
Yeah.
Okay, so two very, very good reasons. Because Shabbos is a day, the definition of Shabbos is a day when you're able to grasp reality much more than you can the rest of the week. Part of the Neshama Yisera, part of the definition of what Shabbos is being able to grasp reality. It's being able to understand that Kosh Baruch Hu runs the world. The rest of the week, Hashem lets you pretend that you're running the world. On Shabbos, it's reality check time. that extra dosing of its kedusha, etc., etc., makes you realize the truth. That's what Shabbos is. You're in Shel Hashem. You realize, ain't no milvado. It's all Hashem. Look, it's all Hashem. The way I'm living in this reality don't stem. So of course I'm going to get in touch with reality. The reality is today. What happens tomorrow is you wake up back in the bot. You wake up back in fantasy land. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, fantasy land. I'm running around thinking like I have some, like I'm somehow in charge of the world. You know, I get confused. I think the status is actually, you know, if I would go to the dentist, how can I go to the dentist? If I'm at the dentist, who's going to run the world? Well, I'm at the dentist, so I don't take care of myself physically. And a lot of different things, yeah? If I learn now, what will be? How am I going to feed my family? I can't go to Seder now. I've got a Shia, I know, but there's a soft possibility I may be able to get a meeting with a guy, make a bit of a muscle. We live in fantasy land. And we tolerate it, and we're running around, we don't have time to stop and think, we don't meditate, we run into davening, out of davening, we live our lives with, oh, it's Mari's time, is it? Like Dovidovsky said in, was it Toronto, the thing, so the guys came back, that Dovidovsky spoke, he said, every Jew today wants to be gedavendend and parav. Everybody wants to be after Mincha, after Mariv, yeah, and parav. You know, it's like, so I can have my coffee when I want it, you know, it's like, oh, Baruch Hashem, Mari's finished, you know. I usually daven Maariv at 10:30, but sometimes I daven Maariv early, so like about 10:15 I get this like, oi, I've got to go to Maariv, you know, it's such a relief, oi, Baruch Hashem, I've davened already, and I was like, I mean, yeah, it's like, terrible, you know, but that's the reality, you're running around in this, that's why they say Mincha is such a chosh of a tefillah, because Shacharit is the beginning of the day, you haven't really got into Disneyland yet, right, and by Maariv you already come home from Disneyland, but Mincha, your mamash in the middle of Disneyland, and you're going to step out of that and get into reality, it's a very hard thing to do. So the schus of Mincha is much bigger than all the other pashtas. But the nekuda is that's what Shabbos is. The vort of Shabbos is you've just stepped into Kosh Bochus world now. You are the Shem. You see the truth. You see reality. You understand. I am Oyv Milvado. The question is those decisions that we make on Shabbos. How do we now let them effect into the world? And by the way, it's not just on Shabbos. Elul also, we wake up. Elul, you get a gavaldik hisayirus. Elul is like the shara shemayim wide open. You understand everything is poshut to you, is borrowed to you. That's why we're so fruit during Elul. And what happens the day after Yom Kippur? I look exactly the same way as I did on Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul. What happened to all the? I didn't take the opportunity and change one thing and make some change. I don't know what he's going to say, but I'll just give you one thing from my own experience. I'll share with you. When you're standing on Shabbos, and we look at how we're going to look next week, okay, it's very all-inclusive. Right? I'm going to daven bed, I'm going to learn bed, I'm going to this bed, I'm going to that bed, I'm going to a lot bed, what read? How do you do that practically on Sunday morning? If you could do this, then you would have done it long ago, right? So you have to take one small thing on Shabbos and say, okay, from next week is what I'm doing. That's it. The Yetzer is very clever at getting you to change 40 things at once in your head, leaving you with nothing actually ever changed. But if you'll take on one teeny little thing and you'll do it, then you've changed. Oh, but it's so insignificant. No, it's not. Ask any scientist, he'll tell you. If you change one part of the system, it's a new system. Might be almost not noticeable the change you've made, but it's a different system. So that's what we had to do. We had to change ourselves. If you make a small little change, especially in the beginning, make a little pinprick, so you're a different person. So on Shabbos you have to machlit to say, okay, this is very nice. I'm enjoying this Yisraelis, I'm enjoying this feeling of being, you know, a Ben Melech, and I'm enjoying being a Ben Torah and a Talmud Chochem once, I love it. And next week, the whole day, the whole week I'm gonna be like this, like on Yom Kippur. I make the same mistake on Yom Kippur. Ah, this is how I want to be the whole year. You can't be like that the whole year. You can only be like that on Yom Kippur. You can't even do that on Rosh Hashanah. You try davening the whole day on Rosh Hashanah like you do on Yom Kippur. You can't. Rolls in 1 o'clock, hoppas one on Rosh Hashanah, and you've had a kiddush already, and you had a cup of coffee before you went to shul in the morning, yeah? And you try davening Mincha now. And you can't. Comes Yom Kippur, boom, straight through. How do you do that? Because the special schus of the day, the special koyach of the day. So you think you're going to be like that afterwards? No, but machli, take on one thing to change. You had nisoiris, you woke up, you got a wake up call, right? So what is that machayev? One small little thing change. And if you do that, so then you'll build up lots of little things, you'll become great one day. That's the secret of being great in this business. Greatness comes about from doing lots of little things. Never forget that. The Yetzirah lets you forget it all the time. You've got to do something big! You're now doing nothing. It's a fasta merubah, that's all. Go back to basics. It's a fasta merubah, not a fasta. Anyway, let's see what he says. So you realize that you can't rely only on your hachlatot, your decisions, in order to change. L'chein kol pam shata magia l'achlata chashuva, sepa aleya l'chaver. Number one, tricks on how to actually activate your fantasies. When you come to a decision, you've made a decision to do something, tomorrow I'm going on dark, tomorrow I'm stopping to smoke, tomorrow I'm actually going to daven like a human being, right? Tell somebody. And check with him whether he believes you or not. Ubtok im hu ma'amin lecha or lo. When I come to you and I tell you, Aaron, tomorrow I'm going on diet. Yeah? You believe me? Did I sound convincing? Yeah, come on, sure. Who are you fooling here? Yeah? I tell your wife, I'm going on diet tomorrow. What does she say? Tazov. So, תנסה למכור את הרעיון למישהו אחר הוא פושע ג'יימא לך בטח, בחלומות he says, yo, in your dreams you'll do this maybe, yeah? Means you're selling the Brooklyn Bridge and he knows that and you know it means when do you know you've really made a proper decision is when you tell your wife or your friend and they go, okay, so can I, you know, what would you like me to make you for your diet? Can I help you, you know, can I make you a salad instead of so she believed me. Naniach shegat lachlata. Macha ani aseh alef beit gimel. Tomorrow I'm going to do ABC, right? Hachalt hechlateti shani beemet mitkaven nafik meachayim et kol ma shani rotze. I've mamash decided that from tomorrow I'm going to have my love to the full. I'm going to live my chavos and balome. That's it. That's it. From tomorrow you'll see. That's me. New person, yeah? איך תוכל להיות בטוח שההחלטות האלה אכן יגיע לשלב המעשי? How do you be sure that this decision you're making now is going to actually come to something מעשי? It never has before, so you know that there's a problem. How are you going to do it? I remember call Boru, say out in a clear, loud voice. מותאם ומלוי הכוונה. With clear, thought-out כוונה. אני אעשה מחר א' ב' ג' אני רוצה להפיק את הטוב ויוצא מחר. Tomorrow I'm going to do A, B, C and I want to get the best I can out of my life. Say it to yourself. נעשה לשכנע את עצמך שאתה באמת מכוון למה שאתה אומר. Try and convince yourself in a conversation that you really, really mean what you're saying, right? Like you would try and convince to the guy that you're trying to sell a Brooklyn Bridge to that you really, really mean it. Hariata Balabait. Who's the boss here? Who's master of my destiny? You? You? No. I'm the master of my destiny, right? I'm the boss here. This business called me is I'm the boss here. I'm the CEO. I'm the president of this company, right? And you did Rosh Hadvarim Yitzur. If you demand, it'll happen. You have a business, right? So when the boss demands something from the workers, they deliver. Why? Because the boss demanded it. So who's the boss of this business called me, my life? Me. So if you demand it, and you know what you're talking about, and it's obviously a reasonable demand. If you keep getting your workers with terribly unreasonable demands or whatever, then they're going to leave, and they're not going to carry on staying there. Then you'll have to resort to slavery again, like they did in the good old days, yeah? Today we have polite slavery. Yeah, it's called capitalism, yeah? Give the guy a mortgage and a lease on his car, so now he's a slave. Now he's got to work for the rest of his life because he can't pay his mortgage and his lease. So we do it more sort of benignly today, but it's the same slavery. So if you're making terribly unreasonable demands of your workers, eventually you have to chain them to trees and whip them. You know? That's not the way we work. So the demands have to be reasonable. The same as the boss, you know, so you ask him if not your capabilities or whatever. But if you demand it, you're the boss. No, so then you'll have to deliver, no? You have the power of rotzon. You know that you can be very, very, very stubborn. Yeah? We're all very stubborn for the wrong things. Sometimes you know that no one can budge you even half a millimeter from what you've decided. You're an action, you're stubborn, you decided something like that, you stick to it. Harei kulam yoidim she'ein sikuim echlatata az ichlatata. Everybody knows that if you made a decision, you made a decision. Your kids know. If Abba said no, that's it. Yeah, the truth. Abba said no, and then eventually Abba changed his mind and said yes. Sometimes, yeah. But people know sometimes that you're stubborn. Az im ichlatata, az ichlatata. V'achshav derech. V'ashav v'derech yatzate l'meshima. So that's the idea. First of all, you have to make decisions. You have to clearly think out your decisions, pros and cons, work it out, ask yourself what your goals are, how's it going to bring you closer to your goals. Just say, it's cheshbon nefesh. You have a mission statement. Now you're presenting a plan to the bank to get the money that you need in order to build your business. So you can explain to them how you're going to go about getting to your goals. So explain it to yourself properly, like you explain it to the bank manager. Sit down and explain yourself. Convince yourself that this decision is an everything good decision. Now go and enforce it. You're the boss. Call a boardroom meeting. Go into the boardroom, call a meeting with all the staff, sit them down and explain to them in your head. We have a conference. This is what's going on, gentlemen. The executive committee has made a decision that from tomorrow we're going on diet. Now, what do we need? We're going on diet. So fine, so we need the sales department, we need the kitchen, we need the... Set it up properly. And Shabbos, you realize, oh Hashem, you suddenly realize who you are, right? So nice to come home on Shabbos to yourself. It's nothing more delicious, eh? You suddenly realize, all that drain and schmutz, it's all this nonsense. It's all chemel avoli, boch Hashem, I'm with Hashem, I'm in olam haba already. Okay? So, I'm going to do this. What do you want to do? Work out. What am I going to do? There's 50 things I need to change. There's a million things I need to change. What is it exactly I want to change? Okay, so I want to start coming to Yeshiva on time. This business of rolling in a 10:15 and whatever, it's smooth, that's not. I want morning Seder to look like I want to be, I'm Reb Chaim Kanievsky from 9:15. That's what I want to look like. Fine, so now convince yourself how you're going to do that. You really mean that? Convince yourself, right? That's my mission statement. How are you going to achieve it? How are you going to go about doing it now? So I'm going to need a few things, right? First of all, I have to explain to my friends that's what I'm doing. I've got to let the guy know when I walk in 9:15, don't start talking to me about yesterday's game. Yeah, from 9:15 to 1:00, guys, just I want you to know from now on, that's it. This week I'm working on being a big muscle. No talking. Hang a sound around your neck, sorry, do not disturb. Pekuach nefesh, don't disturb. Disturb. Right? Ask yourself, when I try to do this before, what got in the way? Try and see if you can prevent those things getting in the way, etc., etc., etc. Okay. And then do it. And you know what's another thing? Is hire a policeman. There's nothing like that. Go to a friend and say, listen, this is what I'm trying to do. I really have a hard time doing that. I'll pay you to make sure, you're checking to make sure that I do this. But once a week, I'm going to come to you with a chart and show you what I actually did. Make sense? Am I going to do it? Of course not. If you can talk about it, why do it?